Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
God knows everything about you, and you could be scattered to the four corners of the earth. That's no problem with God. When he comes, he's going to gather it all up. Is anything too hard for my God? No. He'll put it together, and you're going to get a new body. So again, I'm not on the thing about this lesson ain't on cremation, but it is on resurrection. So we're going to do a memorial. Lee just asked me again about the 1st of January. Somebody passed away, and he's anyway, do a memorial service. Would you do? Absolutely. People being cremated, you know how that works. And months later, we do a memorial service because of different things that most of you know what I'm talking about. God knows where every one of them are. Let me repeat. What if they're an unbeliever? Recognize the problem with God? Well, in Revelation chapter number 20, when it says that death and hell gave up the dead and the sea, remember the sea? The Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific, are those who died at sea and they're unbelievers. You recognize anything's too hard for God? Don't you think those unbelievers can get a resurrected body? Absolutely. They're going to stand before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment in a resurrected body. Then they will be cast into a lake of fire, which is the second death. And they'll be forever in eternity in the regions of the doomed and the damned. Let me throw this one to you. And I got to move on. I want to finish this chapter. Do you know there's something worse than going to hell? We hear it all the time. Hell is not forever. Hell is just a temporary place, like a jail cell. They go to Bartow. I know somebody had to go to Bartow. Just somebody came by 2 weeks ago. The son was put in the Bartow jail, waiting the time to be transferred to prison. The same thing, hell is like a temporary abode, a holding cell, if you will, until the great white throne judgment. And so hell and death, it would give up the dead, those who are in hell, which I believe is in the center of the earth, that's a whole other story. And they're going to stand before Jesus at the great white throne judgment. The books were open. Remember that? I believe the books was the Bible. Then that book, and if their name was not found written in the book of life, they were cast into where? Lake of fire. So we got two different places. A lot of people kind of make them, what's the word, Doug? Synonymous. That's another big word. Okay, synonymous. They are different. Hell is just temporary. But the lake of fire is forever. I love to hear preachers say, you're going to burn in hell forever, bless God. Well, I know what you're saying, but not really. You're going to burn in the lake of fire forever. Is there a difference? There is a difference. Where the worm dieth. Now, we can go on and on and on about that. But maybe after the study of angelology, we could look at the study of, well, let's move on. Again, verse 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal, there it is again, must put on immortality. Now, 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality. I love those words, must and shall. There's no question about this in Paul's mind. And that's why, again, it's a mystery to these believers. We have the completed word of God. So you have to have in your mind, they did not. They had bits and pieces. So when he's writing to the church at Corinth, they didn't have all the information like we have. And so he's just reemphasizing they must. They shall, these things are going to take place. The mortal shall have put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. I took the time yesterday to find that passage of scripture. And it was in Isaiah, where was it? Isaiah 40, 28, let's see. Isaiah 25:8. Where it says, as is written. Where was it written? Isaiah 25:8, and I didn't mark it in my Bible. Let me turn there. Okay. Verse number 8. He will swallow up death in victory. And let me read the rest of it. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all of all the face. This is in the Old Testament. We think about it in Revelation 21, 22. He wipes away all of our tears, no more pain, no more suffering. Isaiah the prophet talked about this. Verse number 8, he'll swallow up death and victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. So that's what he's talking about here in 1 Corinthians 15. Chapter 15, verse number 54. Death is swallowed up in victory. He pulled that from Isaiah. And then verse number 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And I remember addressing this last week. It's like Paul is mocking death and the grave. And it's too. It's like, death, you didn't get me. And grave, you couldn't hold me. So either way, you're covered. We'll be changed. In other words, the sting of death, it didn't get you. You didn't die. Not everybody's going to die. Some of us are going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Again, I talk about it all the time. I'm looking for the upper taker, not the undertaker. I expect to see Christ's coming in my lifetime. Now, I know my dad believed that. My grandpa, my great-grandpa, who was a preacher to God, he believed that. Down through the century, everybody believed that Jesus Christ would come through their, in their lifetime. It didn't come. And so today we read about in Peter where's those scoffers? The scoffers said, well, he ain't come yet. That's when Jesus is coming. I like that. So you can believe he's not coming. That way Jesus will come. Okay. Some of y'all get that. Some of you won't. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And I have a note here. I mentioned it about that. When I was in high school, I used to go to junior high at Westwood Junior High School, then went to Auburndale High School. Y'all could tell by my lack of education where I went to school, okay? Just kidding. That when we were at football games or something, we were winning. Our side, they have the visitors on the other side. And one of the chants that we would do is, na 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 na, na 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 na, hey, hey, good. Y'all remember that? Goodbye. Then we do this one. Look on the scoreboard and see who's behind. You. All right, I could say, this is like Paul mocking that when he said, oh, grave, where's thy sting? Or death, where's thy sting? Oh, grave, where's thy victory? You didn't get me. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, goodbye. I can see that. I can see it. Now, you won't read that in a commentary anywhere. I'm sure nobody's foolish enough writing that in a commentary. But if I write one, Danny, I'm going to put that in mind. Death could not get me, and the grave could not hold me. Death and the grave has been humanity's enemy since the time of Adam, but now it's a defeated foe. Hope you get that. Let's move on. All right, now I'm coming to, Lisa asked me a good question last week about the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Okay, she asked me, I can understand the sting of death is sin because of one man, sin entered into the world, and because of sin, death by sin. That little part you could understand. Her question is this. And the strength of sin is the law. Preacher, I can't grasp that. And I told her I would tell her this Sunday what that means. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. We are no longer subject to, remember, he's now talking about resurrection. He's past this life. Death, you didn't get me. Grave, you can't hold me. He's talking about not here and now, but here and now, but later. Here, the hereafter. Thank you, Tim. We are no longer subject to the penalty of law of death. And we are set free from sin. We're not there yet. We still are subject to sin because we're in this sinful body.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.